You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and super excited, very honored to have on the show today. You're going to love him. Blues singer, harmonica player. He is award-winning, toured all over the world, international, R.J. Michaud. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Penny. Good to hear from you.
Oh, it's nice to have you, and really excited to share your musical journey with our listeners. Now, you have a new album coming out very soon. Excited about that. I hope you're satisfied. But first of all, you know, let's talk a little bit about growing up. Now, I know you started playing harmonica when you were like 10 years old.
That's about right. Yeah.
What inspired you to do that?
Well, actually, I'm the youngest of four boys, and one of my older brothers played instruments and had some harmonicas around, and I just got fascinated with them. I was playing them when he was not around, and then he caught me, and he brought me down to the music store and bought me my my own harmonica, and then the rest is, and then I just, you know, found it from there.
And today you are endorsed with Hohner Harmonicas, the world's largest manufacturer of harmonicas. And you're featured on a lot of the packages, too, that have been distributed around the world. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was, of course, an honor to have my image on their merchandise.
So what'd your brother ever say about all those happenings with harmonica since, you know, you were swiping his when you were younger?
Well, you know, he's proud of me, and he still plays too. So when we get together, we jam a little bit sometimes. So it's pretty awesome.
Your influence.
But I got way better than him.
Oh, did you? he's not endorsed with Hohner, huh?
No.
But you know, when you were young, 10 years old, you know, who were some of your inspirations as far as harmonica? Like, who did you listen to?
Well, at that young of age, when I got into it, I really didn't have a direction. It was years later when I was a teenager in high school or junior high, probably around the age of 15, when I found blues and a small group of like-minded friends in junior high, and we just kind of like formed a little blues mafia almost, and we all started collecting records and that kind of thing. So it was really through like the records of I discovered it, like a lot of white suburban kids, by the Allman Brothers or Johnny Winter. I was a big Johnny Winter fan as a teenager, and then there was that record where he has Willie Dixon and Big Walter Horton on it, and there was a little picture of Big Walter, it said Shaky Horton on the back, and harmonica. So then I started doing my research and digging in, and then it wasn't much later, maybe the following year, that Johnny Winter with his Blue Sky record label really resurged Muddy Waters' career. And then I found the great Electric Chicago Blues stuff, and that's it, yeah.
And you started, like, really performing out a lot when you were, what, 19 years old?
Well, even before then, in high school, we had a band called the City Limits Blues Band, and we found... I had a high school band, and we were playing keg parties and practicing weekly in the guitar player's basement. And I went into a guitar store, and there was singer Percy Struther was sitting on an amp singing and playing guitar. And I was just like, whoa, I never heard a voice like that. And I came up to Percy and says, hey, me and my buddies have a little blues band. Would you be interested in to come over sometime? And sure enough, Percy came over, and started doing some gigs with us, and we played these high school keg parties, and it was pandemonium. It was really some good times.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now you're internationally touring all over the world, so that's pretty exciting. And from Switzerland to Holland, and you know, what's one of your favorite places to play?
Well, you said you're looking at that footage from Brazil. Brazil is really nice. You know, I love playing in every place. I don't really have a favorite, but I like it where, you know, people are the loosest, and Brazil is great, Spain is great, America's great, every place
Yeah.
is
Here.
any place that there's a gig.
Here, I'm looking forward to seeing you at Deke's Harmonica Block Party coming up
There
real
you go,
soon in Clarksdale,
playing in the,
Mississippi, huh?
yeah, absolutely, yeah, that's that should be great.
One thing I love is just being able to hear all the harmonica players and the different styles and I don't know, it's like you can almost listen. Like when I hear you play, I can tell it's you, versus, Deke Harp or someone, it's just you can hear like the soul coming through the instrument. I think there's something
Nice.
special and unique about harmonica. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a sucker for it.
Well, I mean, you've been around it a lot, and but it's very close to the human voice. And as someone described one time, they said, the harmonica is the only instrument that you actually put inside of yourself.
Yeah, I guess.
Because,
Well, that's true. I never thought
other
of it.
wind instruments, saxophones and horns, of course, you blow on, but harmonicas you suck and blow, and there's a little bit more of a connection, I think, than a lot of other instruments to the
Right.
to your, it's
Right.
actually attached to you.
Well, that would make sense. Our listeners might have and I think this is cool. You've had your music in independent movie scores, TV commercials, documentaries, Discovery Channel. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, they've used my music in a few independent films that never really got much circulation, but and then they used one of my songs in one of the final episodes of The Sons of Anarchy,
Oh, that's
and that was
cool. Ooh, I like that.
kind of an honor.
Which one
And
was that? What song was that?
it was the title track from the Make It Good CD on Delta Groove, about three records back.
Okay.
And I think it was in the seventh episode of the final season. And it
Oh,
was funny
that's
because
cool.
I called my folks who are 91 and 92, and I said, "Oh man, they're going to use one of my songs in The Sons of Anarchy." So, of course, this is a show that my mom and dad had never watched. So
All right.
they watched it, and I watched that episode, and they never used the song, and it was a pretty, there was a lot of real graphic, pretty hard stuff going on in that episode, and they never used the song, and so my parents had to sit through that,
Oh
and I
boy.
called the record label, and I said, "What happened?" I told everybody on Facebook, I told my family and everything, and they said, "Oh no, it's in next week's episode," and I said, "You mean we got to watch it again?"
Oh, that's funny. Now, see, I like watching that show, especially like in the, I don't know, it got me hooked, but my daughter always tells me I watch, dumb shows, so I don't
Yeah,
know.
I just, I just,
I think
I
that's
don't
funny
get
though.
real excited with,
No.
giant blades going into people's foreheads in the first opening
Yeah.
scene,
Well, that's true.
but
But that guy's sort of cute, So, but of course, you're not gonna. And speaking, you won't believe this. The program director just walked in, RJ, and handed me a package, from Ventura, California. And guess what I got in
Lord
my
have
hands?
mercy.
Yeah.
That's
Got your new
so
CD.
so thank you, United States Post Office. Yeah.
Yes. I'm excited. I'm smiling. So I like
Cool.
this. It says, "I hope you're satisfied." It has a picture of this beautiful girl and there's this truck crashing through a store. So tell me about this.
If you look at the artwork on that, which I love that artist, he always comes up with these crazy ideas like that. There's a song on there about, the songs are about, wild nights and wild times, and there's a song on there called Dollar General. So we were going to call the song that, or the record that, but then we got cold feet because we hadn't okayed it with the Dollar General Corporation. So we changed the title to I Hope You're Satisfied, because there's a line in that song like, "I hope you find what you're looking for, and baby, I hope you're satisfied." So
At the
So.
Dollar General, huh? I see that. I see that.
Yeah.
So I'd listen to that. Now, here, you're talking about Fans of Art Anarchy, and I turn the CD cover over, and there's a picture of, is that you with your hands up or someone else with a gun
No,
pointed at
that's me.
them?
That's me.
Well,
The victim again. Always the victim.
we might find you another TV show, RJ. So, well, I like it. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear it. So, if we're gonna pick one song to share with the listeners from it, which one are we gonna pick today?
Oh man, I can't even remember any of them.
Oh, should we pick Dollar General?
Put
Huh?
on sure, put Dollar General on, yeah.
Yeah. So that's so. Tell us about Dollar General. Do you go to the Dollar General a lot?
Well,
No,
no, but
no. I mean, they're everywhere, right? The big yellow signs, you can't miss them.
well, yeah, they're pretty much in the, there's a lot of them, but they're in the Midwest and the South. And it's just about a buddy's it's about a friend of mine's girl, not about my girl. And she's just a wild child, and I saw her down at the Dollar General store, and I tried to talk some sense into her before she went in there and caused all that ruckus.
Yourself. Dollar General, RJ Michio, from his brand new album. I hope you're satisfied. I don't know about you, but I am 100% satisfied.
RJ, really enjoyed you taking a trip with us today right here on Giant FM.
Awesome. My pleasure.
And tell our listeners where they can follow you online.
Just rjblues.com is my website. And if you just search for RJ Michio, MISCHO is the spelling, you can find me.
And we so much appreciate you and hope to see you soon. Looking forward to seeing you.
Awesome, Penny. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.